Schools have been prioritizing students' mental health, but it hasn't been enough. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Amy Rappaport, research scientist at the Center for Social and Economic Research at the University of Southern California, looks at what still needs to be done.
Mental health struggles among kids today are at an all-time peak. Our study found that preteen boys and teen girls are struggling the most, though in different ways. While preteen boys' struggles are more likely to manifest as fighting, hyperactivity, lying, and cheating, teen girls are more likely suffering from anxiety and depression, including physical symptoms like headaches and stomach aches. Our latest nationally representative survey of over 2,000 adults in the United States shows that these higher rates of children's mental health struggles are having real negative consequences for attendance and grades in school. We found a threefold increase in the prevalence of red flag scores on a mental health screener among students who had missed 10% or more of the school year compared to those with good attendance. That is, just 7% of the students with the best attendance had red flag scores on the screener, compared to 23% of those with the worst attendance. The results were similar for class grades, with many more red flag scores among those earning C's in school compared to those earning A's and B's. While schools have used pandemic recovery funds to hire more mental health staff and implement more services to students in need, it hasn't been enough. We found that only 1/3 of low-income families reported mental health supports were available in their schools. Yet we also found low-income families are much more likely to use those supports when they are available. Many more children would benefit from services in schools if they were offered more widely. In the aftermath of COVID, there are three major crises in schools: attendance, academic achievement, and mental health. Our study provides new evidence on the interconnectedness of these crises. Now, policymakers must support schools to address them together.
That was Amy Rappaport of the University of Southern California. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.